Good morning, everyone, and welcome to 10 Minutes After Hillel, and hope everybody enjoyed a wonderful, relaxing holiday weekend, a long weekend, hopefully a quiet one as well. We are, Mir Hashem, beginning today a new chapter, a new parak, Parak of Dalad, chapter 24, and we're going to begin, as usual, with an introduction to the background of the parak, some of the themes, which are highlighted somewhat by the very first pasuk, in fact, the very first two words, but certainly by the very first pasuk. Just to review something we discussed at length several times already, because it's an important repeating theme, that there's two ways we could start the first two words, Mizmor LeDavid, and the David Mizmor. And it's important to realize the distinction the Gemara Mesachim gave between the two, just to remind ourselves. Mizmor LeDavid meant that David was looking for inspiration, and then when he got the inspiration, whether it was he was saved from something, or he was looking for a divine intervention in something, he wrote the Tehillim afterwards. LeDavid Mizmor is a different theme. The few that begin with David Mizmor, just to remind ourselves, it's Chazara review, LeDavid Mizmor means that David HaMelech already was inspired, and he composed this chapter, this parak, with that inspiration. That's important to realize because the tone of a parak that begins in Mizmor LeDavid versus the tone of a parak that begins with LeDavid Mizmor is very different. Mizmor LeDavid means it's a more negative, somber tone because he was looking for inspiration or salvation. LeDavid Mizmor means he was already inspired. What inspired him, we will see. But that's the background for the first two words and just to begin the parak that way. Also important to point out that the Gemara will discuss, not really right now, but later, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed uses this parak, or at least part of it, as an example of a chapter that David composed when they were in the process of building the Beit HaMikdash. Shlomo HaMelech, when he wanted to bring the Aron Kodesh, the Kodesh Kedashim, the Aron, in the Kodesh Kedashim, he used or invoked this Mizmor. And we'll see which psukim specifically. The Gemara is going to go through a very unique conversation, so to speak, about two of the psukim, or three of the psukim, I should say, in the Perek, that were used in order to allow the gates to open for the Aron to enter the Kodesh Kedashim. That's all coming attractions in the Perek. Let's begin, though, with the actual Perek itself. And again, some background ideas. Okay, first of all, the parak begins LeDavid Mizmor LaHashem Haaretz Umloa Tevil VeYoshvei Va. That to Hashem is the entire Aretz and its contents, its everything in it, its fullness, and the inhabited land, the Tevil, and all who live in it. A lot of seemingly redundant words here. The idea, the Aretz Umloa Tevil Yoshvei Va. What's Aretz? What's Tevel? And so, if you look at Rashi points out there's actually two things being referred to here in the pasuk. Eretz refers to Eretz HaKadosha, Eretz Israel, and Tevel refers to other countries. Both are in his control, as the Mefarshim seem to explain, building upon this Rashi, that even though we know that Israel is the land Eretz Asher Hashem Alkecha Doresh Osa. Hashem specifically has a very big focus on what happens in Eretz Yisrael. His omnipotence and his hashkacha is highlighted and emboldened and much more stronger, I should say, there in Israel. But truthfully, he has hashkacha everywhere in the world, the entire planet. And so the pasuk begins, David HaMelech highlights, it's, of course, Hashem Ha'aretz Umloa. Hashem controls and has hashkacha on the Aretz, Eretz Yisrael, but also Tevel v'Yosheva on the entire earth as well, not just in Eretz Yisrael, limited to that, but rather the entire earth. Let's go through some Mamari Chazal that kind of highlight the first pasuk and give a little context, we'll see, to this this parak. So the first one, very famous, I should say, is the Gemara in Brachos, Das Lamed He Amud Aleph, where the Gemara talks about a very famous Mamar Chazal, that Asr lo la'ad m'sh'enah min olam hazeh b'lo bracha. A person shouldn't eat from the food of this world out of bracha. And if you do, the Gemara says, ma'al. It's like me'ila. Me'ila refers to, just Mishnayos talk, for somebody who takes hana, benefit from something sacred, let's say from the Beis HaMikdash, they use it for a mundane purpose. That's called me'ila. It's an isser in the Torah, prohibition by the Torah. So the Gemara gives almost analogous the idea. It's more philosophical, I would say, that if somebody benefits from food in this world without a bracha, it's like me'ila. It's like they are benefiting from something sacred for a mundane use, which basically is telling us, if you want to break it down to its core, that even the food that we eat is sacred. Now, when is it sacred? The Gemara goes through a fascinating contradiction in Pesukim. Belevi Rami. Later in the Gemara, it says, Belevi found two Pesukim. Ksiv, Lashem Ha'aretz Umloah. In one pasuk, in our parak, it says, to Hashem is the entire earth and its contents. Uksiv, and it also says, Shamayim Shamayim Lashem, Va'aretz Nasan Lev Ne'adam, that the heavens are for God, but the Aretz is for us. So obviously, Rabbi Levi says it's a contradiction. On one hand, we're saying in our parak that the earth belongs to God, its entire contents are for God. Other pasuk in Tehillim said later on that Va'aretz Nasan Lev Ne'adam, that the land was given to us. Lo kasher, Levi says, Kan kodim bracha, kan la'achar bracha. That one pasuk, when it says that it belongs to God, refers to before you make a bracha, and the second pasuk, which says that it belongs to us, refers to after the bracha is made, then we have ownership over the item. Which basically is saying, according to the Mefarshim, that when is the item considered to be me'ilah, sacred, and cannot be used by humankind? Only before the bracha. But once you make a bracha, it's a matir. It's permitting you to benefit from the item. It makes it from going from sacred to mundane, and now we can partake of the food we're about to eat. Fascinating Mamar Chazal in general about this pasuk. Building off of that, the Gemara in Shabbos also has a highlights this idea. The Gemara talks about to what do certain people owe their success in life. So in Bavel, the Gemara asks, the Mahim Zofen, why were they so wealthy, so affluent in Bavel? What was their success attributed to? So Amar Lo, Bishvil Shemechavdin Es HaTorah, because they gave great kavod HaTorah to the Rabbanim, to the leadership, to the Torah itself. They learned Torah. That's in Bavel. The Shar Arakta was the Mahim Zofen. Okay, great. Bavel had that merit. What about the other countries, the other lands? How were they Zofen a success? Amar Lo, Bishvil Shemechavdin Es HaShabbos. They gave great honor and accord to Shabbos. The Gemara now tells a story how that's proven. The Gemara tells a story about Rechia Bar Abba, who was a guest once by a Baal HaBayis Bilvudkia, in a place called Vudkia, and they brought in front of him this Baal HaBayis, Shulchan Shel Zahav Mashvei Shisha Asar Bnei Adam, a table 16 times of gold that any normal person would have. And kesef and silver, the ornaments on it, the Gemara says, and ketonos and slochios and flasks and golden pitchers, and all mini macha, mini begadim, besamim, tasty food and spices, and it was a beautiful ornate table. And when they put the food down, shvanishkim also omrim l'Hashem ha'aretz umloa, when they would put the food down, they would exclaim, to God, everything belongs. They would basically take the Gemara and Brachos and mamish apply it, literally apply it to their meal. They would say, everything on the table, everything we have, the gold, the silver, the food, belongs to God. After they were finished, the Rezocha Hashem gave it to us as a gift. And that, the Gemara says, was how the Rezocha to be able to have such affluence in other countries, not just Bavel. Building off of that, taking these two Gemaras, the Gemara in Brachos about the bracha on a food, and the Gemara in Shabbos here, Daf Kuf Yutes, I'm Aleph 119a, about this zechus they had, the merit to be wealthy because they understood that the food and all of the contents came from Hashem. Now we can understand a third Gemara, a third statement of Chazal, a very well-known one we hopefully all should know, from Rosh Hashanah, Das Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph, 31a, where the Gemara goes through the Shir Shal Yom for every single day of the week. And the Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Barishon Mahayu Omer, on Sunday morning, what was the Shir Shal Yom Levian in the Beit HaMikdash? Perichas Dalid, Lashem Haaretz, Umloa, Afim Shekana, Vehikne, Veshalit Ba'olam, Hashem acquired and was Machna, gave it to us, all that he gained, he created in the world. why these three Gemaras connected? Because if you're wondering why, out of all Prakim, Chazal chose this one to be the Shir in the Beis HaMikdash on Sunday morning, the answer from two previous Gemaras is very obvious. Because as the two Gemaras earlier pointed out, this Pasuk and this chapter specifically speaks about that even those things are mundane, the regular, everyday, the food and the gold and the silver, the mundane things in the world, God has supervision and has ownership over those things as well. And it's a privilege, a brach for us, to be able to partake of those things. What better message than that to begin our week? If we come from Shabbos today, which is Malei Kedusha, full of sanctity. We're about to go back on Sunday morning, at least in Eretz Yisrael they do, to work, back in the field, back in business, in the store. And one could chas v'shalom get the idea, oh, Shabbos is Kedusha, that's God's day. The rest of the week, up to me. Kochi ve'otzem yadi, it's up to me. I control it, I gotta work hard and make a living. We do realize that God has ownership over all of that. The fact that we're able to matzliach in our business, in our mundane life, is all due to the fact that Hashem allows us to, because we say brachos, and we invoke His name, and that allows us to share in the benefits that He gave us in this world. Therefore, to begin the week, Chazal were so wise, and they said that the Shira, they pointed out the Shira in the Beit HaMikdash on Sunday was this parak, because this expresses in this chapter this idea of David HaMelech, that everything, even the mundane, is controlled by Hashem, and He gives it to us as a gift, provided that we recognize Him by saying brachos, by giving Him proper recognition that He is the owner. We are just the borrower and the recipient of His great benevolence in giving it all to us. With that, we're going to wish all of you a wonderful and meaningful day. Enjoy the good weather. And Mirz Hashem, we'll see you next week. We'll actually begin the text of Perek Chaf Daled, chapter 24, together.